Should I reminisce on the day I returned to a kinder way? And on the way I saw a child around a bullets go astray. A couple sirens on the way, my nigga, this is where we stay. Where I lay my head to rest without a fucking tech or vest. Mama, you sure this is best? I seen a nigga with a 9. Mama, you sure this is safe? Son, I'm sure you'll be fine. I am pat to her some vicious words told because of a mishap. They were both strapped and it's like they don't care. How could they miss that? There were guns where they fist at. Then all you heard was click clack when the Glock cocked and someone shoved me down telling me get back. And the instant hell was risen. Ironic, two niggas that were pissed got bullets whizzing and I'm in fetal position. A nigga thought he was deaf, flirting with fucking death. My heart rate came down and I started to catch my breath. I looked around, that guy that shut me down asked me if I was new in town. I said yes. Shit, I could've had 2 in the chest instead of child did. Man, I've been dodging bullets, 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 bullets. So if you're feeling bad, then cock it back and pull it, pull it, pull it. This is my life, man, I can die any day, it's amazing I have it. Welcome to the neighborhood, hope that you don't stay for good. But if you do, my nigga, please try to do right, yeah. 2 months pass and I start classes, ladies showing they thick asses. Niggas wearing the new kicks for the same chicks, cause I'm smashing. What came up to me asking me all the basic information? I gave it with hesitation, which led to a conversation we grew together. I knew all the fears and fantasies, on and off the mattress. See, we bonded in actuality. Ink was dripping from her rib. I asked about the name of Red. She told me it was her daughter. Her heart was heavy, eyes were red. Tears are falling now. Her daughter's father was abusive. She's used to getting a bruise any and every time the bruise hits. But when she carried his child, the hitting seemed to neglect her. Her child was her protector. That's why she named her Alexa. Ironic, it was a blessing to wake up and see that he left. When Alexa was born, she promised the world that nothing less. She died 2 months back, and at the time her mother lost it. See, somebody had got shot at in the projects, and he dodged it. And guess what? Man, I've been dead. Dodging bullets, 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 bullets. So if you're feeling bad, then cock it back and pull it, pull it, pull it. This is my life, man, I can die any day, it's amazing I have it. Welcome to the neighborhood, hope that you don't stay for good. But if you do, my nigga, please try to do right, yeah. How do you tell someone you vibing with their daughter's dead because of you? You didn't have to die, but shit, you could've took a slug or two. How do you sleep at night when niggas by creep at night? All up in your crib, waving your weakness in kryptonite. Willing to take a life, it's fucking petrifying. The penetration of lead, how somehow lead the niggas buying, selling they soul. So the Nike checks on they soul. Pocket is swole, got a hoe with no esteem on the low. Teeth with the ghost glistening, never listening to any advice the elders or OGs have ever told. If you live by the sword, you die by the sword. But if you don't have a sword, you're likely to die even more. I told her, how do I live in this jungle and seek progression when all I see is poverty, death, of black, and depression? I told her I had to go, then we had our lips pressed. Got my bag, got the doorknob grabbed, and then I left.